Israel's war on truth is climaxing. After having murdered around 100 journalists, many of them connected one way or the other to Al Jazeera, now the Israeli regime is banning Israelis, citizens, residents, people under occupation, Bedouins, Palestinians, Jews, from watching Al Jazeera on their television screens or online. Why? Because they do not want. The regime does not want. The apartheid state calling itself Israel does not want Israelis to know what's happening in Gaza behind their backs, essentially. They do not want Israelis to have a look, a glimpse of the bodies of children, the starved youth, the starved elderly, the result of intentional starvation. They do not want any opportunity that Israelis may have to find out what the other side of the story might be. Lies and the repression of a highly balanced medium like Al Jazeera is instrumental and functional to the interests of a genocidal ethnic cleansing campaign of the kind that Israel is perpetrating in Gaza, but not just in Gaza, in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem as we speak. Meanwhile, the West's defense of Israel's brutality, brutality on the ground, but also brutality when it comes to murdering the truth, delivers the West to barbarism, especially the European Union, which is now banning eyewitnesses to the French Senate, which is banning our Palestine Congress in Berlin, which bans any sensible, rational discussion of how to combine, on the one hand, fighting against the scourge of anti-Semitism and fighting against the ethnic cleansing, apartheid policies, genocidal policies of Israel across the land of ancient Palestine, Israel-Palestine. We need to rise up, because what is happening now is a harbinger of a clampdown on freedoms and on rights that we Europeans fought for centuries to grab, to establish, to gain. Let's rise up.